You're now listening to Meditating on Self-Love podcast summer series.
Welcome to Meditating on Self-Love podcast summer series. This is a time for us to reflect, relax, and rejoice. In the upcoming episodes, we will reflect on ways to improve our self-love journey by listening to some of the most listened to episodes of season 4 and much more. Stay tuned. Welcome to another episode of Meditating on Self-Love podcast with your host, Yarose. At the time of this recording, I hope you are enjoying the first official day of summer, which starts today. I want you to be inspired to reflect, relax, and rejoice this summer season. And I have this summer series here to help you. So my birthday week has been a blast, and I am so overwhelmed with the love I am receiving. This week, God reminded me of the importance of staying grounded and humble in every season of life. So for this week, I wanted to reflect on humility. And to me, humility can be represented by serving others, practicing patience, staying disciplined, not complaining, and also not needing constant outside validation or approval from others for your accomplishments. And some verses that helped me stay grounded this week came from Philippians 4, verses 12 through 13, NIV. And it reads, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. End of verse. These verses remind me that in any circumstance, I can stay grounded and humble, knowing that I can do all things through Christ. And I am here to subtly remind you, so can you. I am praying for you. If you are listening and need prayer this summer season, just DM me on Instagram or email me. You don't have to give too much details, just share your name and what you are in need of prayer for, and I'll keep you in my prayers. Coming up, we have a season 4 listener's favorite, affirmations for self-love and self-commitment, and of course, a journal writing prompt connected to humility that you won't want to miss. Stay tuned. Hey listeners, it's an exciting time because it's my birthday and I have something special just for you. I'm thrilled to announce the 5 Stages of Self-Love birthday giveaway. To celebrate, I'm giving you a chance to win a signed copy of my empowering book. Are you ready to embark on a transformative journey of self-discovery and empowerment this summer? This giveaway is your opportunity to dive deep into the 5 stages of self-love and unlock your true potential. Participating is easy. Simply head over to the link in the description, fill out the form with your name, email address, and answer a thought-provoking question about self-love. But hurry, the giveaway ends on July 1st, 2023, so make sure to get your entry in before time runs out. Don't miss out on a chance to win this incredible signed copy. Remember, the 5 Stages of Self-Love book is a powerful tool for personal growth and empowerment. It's time to prioritize yourself and embrace self-love like never before. So what are you waiting for? Enter the 5 Stages of Self-Love birthday giveaway today, and you could be the lucky winner of a signed copy of this life-changing book.
Affirmations for Self-Love and Self-Commitment. I am committed to doing what's best for myself. I
to doing what's best for myself. I am committed to getting my needs safely met. I am committed to getting my needs safely met. I am committed to taking action to change for the better. I am committed to taking action to change for the better. I am committed to healing. I am committed to healing. I am committed to consistently showing up for myself. I am committed to consistently showing up for myself. I am committed to establishing and keeping healthy boundaries with myself. Committed to establishing and keeping healthy boundaries with myself. I am committed to establishing and keeping healthy boundaries with others. I am committed to establishing and keeping healthy boundaries with others. I am committed to starting my day with a powerful daily routine. I am committed to starting my day with a powerful daily routine. I have an abundance of resources to help keep me on track. I have an abundance of resources to help keep me on track. This year, I will stay focused on my commitments. This year, I will stay focused on my commitments. This year, I will thrive on my purpose. This year, I will thrive on my purpose. This year, I am committed to my self-love journey. This year, I am committed to my self-love journey. Join me for the repeating of these affirmations. I am committed to doing what's best for myself. I am committed to doing what's best for myself. I am committed to getting my needs safely met. Committed to getting my needs safely met. I am committed to taking action to change for the better. To taking action to change for the better. I am committed to healing. I am committed to healing. I am committed to consistently showing up for myself. Consistently showing up for myself. am committed to establishing and keeping healthy boundaries with myself. I am committed to establishing and keeping healthy boundaries with myself. I am committed to establishing and keeping healthy boundaries with others. I am committed to establishing and keeping healthy boundaries with others. I am committed to starting my day with a powerful daily routine. I am committed to starting my day with a powerful daily routine. I have an abundance of resources to help keep me on track. I have an abundance of resources to help keep me on track. This year, I will stay focused on my commitments. This year, I will stay focused on my commitments. This year, I will thrive on my purpose. This year, I will thrive on my purpose. And lastly, this year I am committed to my self-love journey. This year I am committed to my self-love journey. You can stay here for a few more moments, affirming who you are on your self-love journey. Be well.
Hey everyone, I hope you enjoyed this summer series episode. Just checking back in before we move into this week's journal writing prompt, I'd like to encourage you to take a moment to grab your copy of the Five Stages of Self-Love book. This book will enhance your understanding of self-love and complement the themes discussed in this podcast. If you've already purchased your copy, I kindly request that you share your thoughts by leaving a review on Amazon or Goodreads. Your feedback will help others discover this valuable resource and continue their self-love journey. And of course, who wouldn't want that? So stick around as we delve deeper into our self-love journey by exploring an important journal writing prompt. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned.
In this week's journal writing prompt, I want you to reflect on the role of humility in your self-love journey. How can practicing humility contribute to your overall well-being, growth, and ability to genuinely love and accept yourself? Consider instances where you can embrace humility in your thoughts, actions, and interactions with others, and explore how it can enhance your self-love journey. So get out your 90-day self-love affirmations journal, turn to your free writing pages in the back, and answer this journal writing prompt. Just as a reminder, we have the 5 Stages of Self-Love book and the Day and Night 90-Day Self-Love Affirmations Journal available on Amazon right now. Happy journaling.
Thanks for listening to Meditating on Self-Love Podcast Summer Series. If you love this podcast, the ways to support this summer is by giving via Cash App $ I'm Ya Rose, purchasing the book or the journal, And if you'd like to become a sponsor of this podcast, you can email me at hello@iamyourrose.com. You can also suggest some topics for next season by DMing me on Instagram at Meditating on Self Love Podcast and at iamyourrose. Spread the word about this podcast and leave reviews. Thanks again. And until next time, I'm currently meditating on self-love. Have a good one.